Hot water needs replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream. The Big Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30.
Wednesday the 5th of August. Catch up podcast. Nick Cody is in hotel quarantine. He's currently getting himself a coffee. Coming up, you're going to hear the first edition of Nick's quarantine diary. We also did big names in your workplace, of course. Some great ones today. Bad car park behaviour and how tough are your grandparents? All coming up. Anything that didn't make the show world that we just want to talk about here in the exclusive podcast intro.
I'm keeping a couple of things up my sleeve for tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay. Margo, Nick.
I'm happy to be back.
Your voice sounds much better.
I was in dire straits yesterday. I'm sorry. I couldn't talk.
These blokes were taking the piss out of you yesterday on the show too.
Really? A few people thought I might have had the coronavirus because I was presenting cold and flu-like symptoms. Had nothing to do with having the cold or the flu or coronavirus. I've just exhausted my vocal cords.
Syphilis.
No? I want to say, I know it sounds grim, but my grandpa passed away yesterday. So if you're near a pokies machine today, have a few 1 cent spins. That's what my grandpa loved to do. Have a counter meal and a 1 cent spin for Ray.
Was he the one who loved a durry?
He did love a durry. He beat lung cancer with durries.
With durries.
He's an absolute weapon.
What did he die of? Did he die of durries?
Just old age. Yeah. Late 80s.
Did they put him on the front of a ciggy packet?
No, he never made the ciggy packet. All right, we'll have to make one for him.
Oh, Brian.
But he was the one that taught me how to roast people, Marto. You'd like this.
What do you mean?
So when I was in grade one, I used to go to primary school across the road from my grandparents' house, and I was in grade one, I shit my pants, so I had to go home, right? Pa came and got me, and he washed my pants. Well, well, you can't stay there. It was after recess. That's a long time with a bog in your jocks. He's brought me back over. I had a bath, and he's cleaned all the clothes and everything. He goes, mate, when you go back to school, some kids are going to make fun of you. I'm 6 years old, right? He goes, they're going to make fun of you.
Yep.
And I said, yeah.
Stinky
okay.
pants.
And he said, when you respond, you got to find the third thing about a person.
I said, what do you mean the third thing?
And he said, well, you find if
not
somebody's got something. Yeah, if you go the most obvious thing, he said, they've built up resistance to that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
You know, I've got big ears, so if you make fun of my big ears, that's not going to hurt me. If you make fun of my big nose, that's not going to hurt me. You find the third one, it will bury them. He told me that. I was six.
All right.
And I've taken that on to win various comedy roast battles. Thanks, Pa.
What would be my third thing, Nick?
Yeah, Cody? Everyone's thinking that now.
Yeah.
English.
Well, go around the room.
Yeah, well,
English math.
That's
English math. That's the first.
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah.
Well, R.I.P. Nick's granddad.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Cheers. Yeah,
sorry.
God, I'm just happy I don't have to go to a funeral. I'm shocking at funerals.
Your family better not listen
to this. Of course you can't go
what
to
is
the
it?
Funeral.
At the Cody funeral is a velour tracksuit and sneakers.
There's nothing that says a Cody funeral like a blazer with some Adidas bottoms.
Enjoy the show.
Past. Or they're getting married.
Oh, court appearance. Hey, Victoria goes from bad to worse, as their premier tells us.
Literally the biggest challenge we've perhaps ever faced.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's right. He's not talking about coronavirus. He's talking about the statement from the KFC Australia website.
What?
And I quote, We've had a bit of trouble with our chicken supply this week.
Oh,
restaurants
dear.
Are only open for limited hours. Some are closed altogether. This is a temporary measure.
Oh, no.
Literally the biggest challenge we've perhaps ever faced.
Okay. Now, what big problems need big solutions and need big thinkers like us to come to the fore? Let's think about it. If they're short on chickens and there was a coronavirus outbreak at one of the distribution centres, that's what caused it. Now, I'll just give you
I've got 13 chickens at home I could put forward.
Well, we might need more than that, Margo, because how many chickens do you reckon are processed every year for us to eat?
Hundreds of thousands.
500 million chooks each year we go through. 44 kilograms. Every man, woman and child in Australia eats 44 kilograms of chicken every year.
How good is chicken, Bob?
How good is chicken? But
it's so good.
But how good is KFC?
Those stats are just making me hungry for chicken. I know vegan activists would be like, aren't they shocking? I'm like, it is shocking that I can't get chicken right now.
Yes.
That is
vegan
terrible.
Vegan activists are exactly why some of us are eating up to 60 kilograms because they're not pulling their weight. But let's have a look. We see what the problem is. There's a chicken shortage. And what the story, the thing is, with those 11 herbs of spices, if you pour them on anything and then deep fry it enough, anything will taste like chicken.
Quail?
No, try this. Did someone say seagull?
Like, how many bloody seagulls are there?
Pelicans, there's so much meat on those bastards. Ibis, finally we'll have a win. I've run out of birds.
If anyone...
Oh, someone say pigeon? What does it matter what you eat? It's all white and birdy.
Cockatoo?
Yeah, give it this.
I mean, if anyone from KFC is listening, this is a great idea.
Did someone say budgerigar?
No. Nah, yeah. Anyway.
Just a popcorn budgerigar. Yeah. You can get it all in your mouth at once.
It's Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Checking out a bit of A Current Affair last night. They got me with the teaser. I'm not going to lie. They got me with the teaser. They've run out of things. So it's back to neighbourhood disputes.
Oh, nice.
And this one had an old woman. She was kicking off over in Perth. An 86-year-old grandma has been arguing with her neighbour over a patch of dirt that separates their two houses. And both neighbours are claiming it's their patch. The younger neighbour grew some lavender on there. Yeah. And this has just set the old woman off.
I've got a sticker for myself. If I don't, who's going to?
She was busted on CCTV ripping up Kate's beloved lavender.
Oh, dog act.
Lavender is so nice. That's a terrible thing to do.
It's hard to maintain, though, lavender. It's very needy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Was this the lady with the hose?
She was doing the neighbour a favour.
She hosed the camera people.
No, this was that was the young neighbour.
That was the young neighbour.
The young neighbour has thought, you know what? I'm not going to get shown up by this old woman tearing up my thing. I'm going to get the bricks out. She was throwing bricks.
Brick.
She was spraying the hose.
Oh, it
was,
you can't throw bricks at people.
Classic A Current Affair story. Yeah, it was great. But the old lady, the 86-year-old, she had
86.
To go to jail. She went to jail for 6 days.
What, for pulling a few plants out?
No, there was a few other things in the dispute.
Oh, was there?
She's a great grandmother. She's a great grandmother that spent 6 days in a maximum security prison.
What for? Right?
Incredible.
What were her charges? Just
these fights just keep escalating. You know the neighbour fights. I don't know what point it gets to when ACA turns up. But if you've got CCTV of your lavender patch, you are dead set living next to a lunatic. Right? But it's just got me thinking. I want to know, 133353, how tough are your grandparents?
Yeah, 86 years old doing 6 days in jail. That's pretty tough.
A weapon effort. I remember my grandpa, when he was a little bit younger, he knocked all of his teeth out with an axe.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why he had falsies. He was doing some axe work. Wow. He knocked them all out by mistake. Just got the chompers in. Tough grandparent. He didn't go to jail at any point, which
but the
is
thing
a bit
is
of a shame.
They're old and they just don't give a stuff. That's why old people get a bad rap, because they're just going, I'm old. I don't care.
There was that American woman, I believe she was late 90s or early 100s, beat coronavirus, celebrated in hospital with a beer. That is a tough grandparent.
My grandfather, when he passed at 92, and right up until he died, he was still slashing his own property. You know those big slashes? He had 100 acres up in Mullaney. He used to get out and slash his own yard because he didn't trust anyone else to do it. I'm like, you're 90 years old. Go to bed.
All right.
Have a sustagen.
Must have been years ago we ran one of these. How tough's one of your grandparents? But one bloke rang and said his granddad was 93 and was up on the roof fixing it. Up on, you get just up a ladder there, when you're 92.
Tough.
That's
I can't
tough.
Get up one now.
All right, let's have a go.
I reckon the cameraman at ACA, they turn the hose on and put it at the front door and then knock. There's too many people too quick to the hose on ACA. But I wanted to know, how tough are your grandparents?
Cameron from the Sunny Coast has called through. How tough is your grandparent, Cameron?
He's pretty tough. He's been through everything and the wars, and he's 96 now.
Yeah.
He only handed his license in last year.
Oh, wow.
At 89, he lost Nan, so he bought himself a caravan after about 3 years of mourning, and he pulled it all the way to Darwin by himself. And I used to help him a bit, connect everything and that, because he's getting a bit on the physical side. He's getting a bit.
Cam, can I ask a question? Was he driving an automatic or a manual?
An automatic, but he can drive a crash box. He still doesn't believe they make Road Rangers anymore. He tells me all the time I'm the truck driver, but I tried to give him advice that when it says 60 coming to a roundabout, I said, it doesn't mean you have to do 60, Bob. And he said, look, mate, when I was a kid, he said, they used to stick me on the flare of the bus at Maitland with a lantern to keep a lookout for cows. Don't tell me how to drive.
God, he's got the story. Mate, he's still going strong, is he?
Yeah, mate, lives by himself and three-bedroom, he won't move out.
What's his secret? Tell everyone.
Oh, he always has breakfast, mate. His big rule is doesn't matter what time you got to get up, always have a full breakfast.
And, that's the key.
Is he a hot or cold breakfast kind of guy, Cameron?
Oats,
bacon,
mate.
And eggs, hot pot.
No, he has a boiled egg, toast, and he makes his own muesli.
Cameron. I love old people that still live at home and look after themselves. How good. Yeah, although there's not real incentive to live in an aged care facility at the moment, is there?
Usually people don't
the ads
want
aren't
to
great for no. those aged care facilities.
Jason.
How you going, Margo?
Yeah, hey, good.
Marto, Nick, how are you?
Who is it, mate, and how old? Is it a grandfather or grandma?
Yeah, it's my wife's grandfather.
How old?
103.
No way.
Good stuff.
That's awesome.
Lives on massive acreage. He still drives a Massey Ferguson.
Oh.
And works on a Massey Ferguson. He's got at his 100th, we put photos up for his life, you know, and he's got photos on there at 100. He was in the bucket on the Massey Ferguson and he's rigged up. You'd probably understand, Marto.
Yeah,
he's got the ropes to the controls. And pulls on the ropes and lifts himself up in the bucket to trim the trees.
No.
What a legend.
So he does everything on his own. Does everyone understand what he's talking about? That's extraordinary.
That's great.
And we shouted out, you know, what's the secret test to longevity? And he shouted out, Weet-Bix and women. And he said, whoops, I got that round the wrong way.
Oh, what
women
a great
103.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm learning so far? Keep your breakfast basic.
Yeah.
If you want to live a long time and be a tough unit.
No avocado mentioned by any of these old bastards.
No grilled halloumi.
No grilled halloumi.
Adam from Caloundra.
No spinach.
Have you got a tough old grandparent?
Yeah, I do.
How old?
It was 20 years ago, so I couldn't tell you how old he was then.
Yeah, but what did he do that made him tough?
How old is he now? And we'll figure it out.
Take 20 years off.
his innings ended about 4 years ago, so.
Oh, okay.
How old was he, Adam?
Well, I walked in the paddock, I turned around and he was feeding some horses and there was two grey ones in front and he had an old brown one behind him and it was Trigger. Trigger decided to latch a hold of his elbow. When he let go of his elbow, grandfather turned around and knocked him out.
Let's give him one.
Punch the horse out.
Yes, knocked the horse out cold.
What does that look like?
Please tell me you called him ketamine from now on. Horse tranquilizer.
He was gone. He just dropped straight away. He dropped the horse.
What movie did that happen on? They call me Trinity. I think Bud Spencer once punched a horse. It's not.
Are we talking in his 80s, Adam, or 90s?
No, we're talking... 70s.
Still.
It doesn't matter.
Book.
Yeah, we don't say it's a good thing to do.
No, we don't endorse that.
If it catch on at the races, there'd be a few You want to go and confront the horse.
Oh, no, Adam's grandpa's coming out with the green tent.
He had 20 each way on that thing.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
We all know what this is all about. If a celebrity walks into your workplace and you just ring us and you win a prize.
Like Marto at Bunnings at Newmarket?
No, not like that. All right, I was on the MyCat last Sunday, okay, the boat that brings you across from Moreton Island. Mm. Andrew G was on over there in a car.
Gigi.
And you remember Brad Myers, the big redhead second rower? He was on there as well.
Doesn't count. Why? Wasn't a workplace.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted to tell you I saw
it. Does it have to be a workplace? I saw Celeste Barber.
Where at?
On
the
Friday.
The comedian-y thingy.
Yeah, down the Gold Coast. I was doing a thing down there.
Oh, you were working, though.
I was working for Triple M down on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And I was in a little shop next door to the cafe where we were doing some promotional stuff.
Yeah.
And Celeste Barber was she was in front of me buying some stuff at the shop.
All right. Now, Celeste Barber,
really normal.
I'll accept she's a celebrity. She wasn't working in the shop. You can't...
I was working
for Triple M.
That wasn't your workplace. We want a workplace like your. They checked in. You were the Qantas checkout chick at the airport, and former Warney. Prime Minister
Corey
Paul
Parker
Keating.
Come in.
No, not Corey Parker.
Here, I've got some examples. How about some examples okay. from we've Thank had you. Previously?
Now, I was working at SeaWorld. And I was one of them. He grabbed a couple of us and said, right, we've got Kenny Rogers and his family to go around all the rides.
I was at the Mielay Second Factory looking at a dishwasher.
Okay.
Smith and his wife Barb walked in.
I used to work at the Sydney International Airport in duty free, and a guy, gentleman, walked up to me with a list in his hand. I had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
It was Richie Zambora.
Surely you're going to see a lot coming up from Victoria and New South Wales.
Oh
Chris
my
Hemsworth,
God!
Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban,
Matt Damon. He lives in Byron.
They
there,
live
apparently.
And breathe here.
Yep. Oh my
we
God!
Got some calls.
Here we go, Sammy.
Hello. Good morning.
Righto. What was your work? What was the workplace, Sammy?
I worked at Nunda Mitsubishi.
On Sandgate Road.
Now.
Yeah.
Yep. I was in service, and one day a fella walked in, and we look after the press cars for Mitsubishi. Had lots of famous people over the years.
Yeah.
Guy standing at the counter, and the guy who normally does it was on the phone, so I just ambled over and said, oh, can I help you? He goes, oh, I've got to pick up a press car. And I went, oh, okay, what name? And he looked at me and he went, Lily. And I went, oh, okay. And I looked at the book, couldn't find it anywhere.
No.
It started to be a gathering of people around the place.
Not Dennis, Keith.
I went back to him and I said, what's your first name, mate? And he goes, Dennis. And I went, all right. So I'm still fumbling through the book.
It hasn't rung any bells at this stage, Sammy. Are you born in Australia? Dennis, Keith, Lily.
Yes. I actually hate cricket, but anyway. It gets worse because then I turned around and went, look, I can't find it. He's like, look for Queensland cricket. He was getting a bit demolished by this stage. And then I looked at him and I went, oh, my God, you're the guy that does the carpet call ads.
That'll do me. That'll do.
Was he like the most outstanding fast pace bowler of all time?
Well, one of the most recognisable. But he also did the steel blue boot ads too.
Surely she knew it was him when he started walking towards the desk, then slowly picked up pace, then ended on a full sprint.
Is that the necklace? Hold on, let's go again.
John.
That was a good one.
John from Wishart.
Yes, how you going?
Yeah, good. Where were you working?
I was working at a City Cafe Mondial.
Yeah.
In the city. And Wendell Saylor was sitting down one night.
The big deal.
Oh, my God. Was he talking about himself?
I don't know, but he was flashing his laser light at one of the staff, and I told him to put it away.
What?
Put it away, Wendell.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know who he was at the time, and when he got up to leave, I pointed out, I said, I know you, don't I? I said, you played basketball.
Oh no.
Is that you, Rucker? What was his name?
A couple of celebrities getting called down a notch here this morning.
Tash from Bribie Island, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Where were you working?
Australia Zoo. Now, I am a roving costume character, so I was a pink elephant at this time in my costume.
Front or back?
Like total elephant all over.
Oh, you were the whole
standing
elephant.
Tall.
Full suit.
Okay.
Did you wander around
Zoo.
Making the kids happy and stuff?
Yeah.
Just kids and the big kids. Yes, yeah. I do.
Okay.
Anyway, this really cool big kid called Russell Crowe.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Commander of the armies of the North.
Okay. Now was he coming out of Terry's private residence?
Basically
confirming.
Come on, an elephant never forgets.
Oh, that's great, Tad.
Lucky last, Wayne from Manly West. Good morning, Wayne. Where were you working?
Good morning, out of Brisbane Airport.
You'd see all sorts.
Plenty.
Yeah. I have seen many.
All right, what's the situation and who was it?
It was Julie Andrews, and I remember that she, as she come through security, she had an item in a bag that she couldn't take. Right. And as someone was dealing with her...
Big knife?
Big something.
No, it was just a little pair of scissors, and they were allowed to take them, so it wasn't anything. But the funny thing was that she dropped something as she was pulling them out of a bag.
Oh, what was it?
And being a gentleman, I thought, I'd pick it up for her. And I didn't think enough, and I dove for him straight between the legs.
Oh, can't wait.
I know. I just stopped myself at the last moment, but I thought, like, she's a real lady, so I thought that wouldn't have gone down too well.
No, so she
the hill's
she
alive.
She didn't say, well, you're down there, Wayne.
Mardo.
And that's why I ring you guys up. Yeah. Funny stuff.
That's great, Wayne. Hey, what do we got there? We got Dennis Lilly. Who are we going to give the prize to?
Oh, it's
Russell
up to you guys,
Crowe,
actually.
Dennis Lilly, Julie Andrews. Who else was there? Wendell Saylor.
Right.
Big Del.
Nick. I need a call from you guys.
The Russell Crowe was
Russell Crowe one was pretty good, wasn't it? Tash. Hey, Tash, we're going to give you a $100 instant scratch-it pack with over 25 million instant scratch-it wins last year. Play today. Congratulations.
Thanks, Rushy and Triple M and Ploy the Elephant. Woo-hoo!
Triple M's Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
I'm back in sunny Brisbane. My family and I are currently in hotel quarantine, and I'm keeping a diary. Welcome to Cody's Quarantine Diary. Doesn't matter whether I look at this as day 2 of 14 or just 12 days to go. They're both shithouse. A positive, though, is that due to stage 4 restrictions in Victoria, we couldn't go outside if we were still stuck there. So at least the weather out of the windows here is nice. Day 2 of quarantine. Such a fun day filled with so many choices. Do I sit in the lounge room or the bedroom? Or do I pretend that I have an upset stomach, go to the bathroom, lock the door, and sit on the toilet for 45 minutes watching classic matches on KO with the volume turned down? Honestly, though, it's pretty good. They drop food off at the door and you get to go outside to a restricted area for a 20-minute walk every day. In the yard today, that's quarantine slang, I told a bloke I was on day 2. He smiled and said he'd already been in for 11 days and only had 3 days left. He was so cocky about it that I sneezed on him, and hopefully that'll keep him here longer. 23-hour lockdown. It's a bit like prison, but because of Netflix, Uber Eats deliveries and lovely staff, it's a little less Waco and a bit more Pablo Escobar jail. The plan in here was to get fit. Finally. No schnitzels and thick shakes around. 2 weeks of handstand push-ups like Nicolas Cage at the start of Con Air. I was going to get shredded. Then Marto dropped off an esky that had weights in it. Perfect. No excuses now. Then I took the weights out of the esky, got ice cream delivered and put that in there. Oh, well, I'll get fit next time I'm forced into quarantine.
What do you got? 11 days to go, Nick.
Yep, and today I think I'm going to go bedroom, then lounge room, then bedroom.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Margo, I think we all know Nick's done it by the book, coming back from visiting his mum, etc., in Victoria. He's day 3. What are you?
Yeah, day 3 now.
Day 3 quarantining in, paid for by himself at a city hotel.
Yep.
I got a phone call from him yesterday. Margo.
You got a phone call from him?
Yeah, Nick said, mate, what did you say? Mate, you got any eskies? Can you lend me an esky? And I said, well, what do you want? Big one, a medium, or a little one? Because I do have a few eskies.
I could imagine you would.
Mm. So we realised. Well, your wife, Luce, I don't think she knows what a big esky is. She said, yeah, the big one. The big one's one of those monster ones you take.
That's what I said. 250. I said, Luce, you've got to remember Queensland size. Like when we first came up here at the start of last year, Luce ordered a glass of wine and she went, oh, my Lord, that's half a bottle that they put in that thing. So I said, just remember Queensland size. If Marto says large esky, there's not enough space in the room. Right, so we'll take the medium.
And then I got a kettlebell and a little, because I thought he needs to do some exercise.
Nice.
Two eskies, but one of them, I went and picked up some dry ice. Actually, can I give a rap to a business that's been doing a tough? Brisbane Ice, down there opposite the RBH. This bloke moved off buildings the day before the coronavirus shutdown.
Oh.
Poor bastards. So I went, if you need any dry ice, go and buy it from him. So I dropped that in yesterday. You should have seen the security around the hotel where Nick is.
Okay.
Incredible.
Talk us through it, Marto. Yeah, How far were you allowed in?
Most city hotels, I pulled up, drove up with me eskies and there's 30 kilograms of weights and the dry ice. Walked to the door. Normally you just go straight in.
Into the lobby?
Mate, what are you doing? Oh, well, just dropping some stuff off. No. Front door wouldn't open. They had to open it and someone came and met
Still
me.
Still army down there?
There was an army guy, but everyone had masks on. Stand there, sir. Don't come any closer. Okay.
Were you wearing a mask?
What's in... No.
Well, don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah,
just checking. All right.
What do you think we've been trying to get back?
All right. So I said, all they're worried about, they said, what's in those eskies? I said, it's for Mr. Cody, gave him the room number, etc. And I said, okay, what's in there? Any alcohol? I said, no, dry ice and some weights. What's dry ice? I explained it was a thing that cools stuff down. And that was it. Okay, off you go.
You just had to leave it there.
You know what I saw, Nick? And then I thought, I'm not as good a friend as I thought I was. Yeah. The woman behind me, who was waiting to come in as well, she had a putter in her hand.
What a great idea.
That's cool.
All right. And then the person behind her, another woman bringing it in for a quarantine victim, whatever you want to call them, dartboard. How are the walls in this hotel? Now, I'm sorry, I'm prepared to go and get you the dartboard.
That's what
and
I need
putter.
With a toddler, sharps that I can throw.
Yeah, sorry.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
24.5 Triple M.
Brisbane, we want to hear about the bad car park behaviour you've spotted after 8:30 this morning on 104.5 Triple M. The Big Breakfast with Marto Margo and Nick Cody.
Guys, my family and I, now we are finally back in Brisbane, but we are on day three of hotel quarantine, just a cheeky 11 days to go. And yesterday, Marto, you did a great thing. You called me and asked me if I needed anything. We needed an Esky, because in the hotel room here, it's a tiny little hotel fridge.
Hey,
obviously,
you don't think
got
of that.
A toddler. There's a lot of stuff that you need, right? So you dropped off two Eskies yesterday, and you told us one of them was going to contain dry ice. Now, I've never dealt with dry ice. I've seen the smoke that
Sticky.
The dry ice creates.
Good for camping because it lasts so long.
Can burn you, can.
Had no idea
I told Nick,
how long
it
lasted. Now, my Google history yesterday will tell you the story of what happened with the dry ice.
What do you mean?
The first search was how long does dry ice last in an Esky?
Oh.
I found out it was up to 12 days if stored correctly.
Oh,
incredible.
That's great.
Then I Googled, can you get dry ice delivered to a quarantine hotel?
What?
The next one was because it was a massive block, can you break dry ice with your hands?
Oh,
that was
no.
a big
no.
No,
that's
no.
a stupid question.
But you had those weights I dropped. Couldn't you crush them with that?
I should have just smashed the dry ice.
Yeah, I don't think. Are you allowed knives and forks?
But what I should have Googled. Yeah, well, we've
is
only got
on
little plastic
watch?
Ones.
What are you
taking
mean?
Your belt from you?
It is very prison like. If you guys could send me a shank and a birthday cake, it'd be greatly appreciated. I should have checked how cold does dry ice get, because my final Google search of last night really tells the story of dry ice. And that was, can you use milk that has been frozen?
Oh.
So we got no milk, but we do have a big block
of ice cream.
Just drop more milk. Dry ice is good.
The Big Breakfast. Triple M.
Yeah, we are here brought to you by Ream. Build tough for Aussie conditions, whether it be our hot summers, freezing winters, or our warm winters days like
How
today.
Do you like your water, Margo?
Oh, hot.
No, you're supposed to say
steady hot and strong.
Yeah. No, I just like it hot, really hot. And thank God for Ream, because we have three showers going in our joint all at one time, because the boys shower, the girls shower, I shower.
Hey.
So you need that hot
Corey
water system.
Shower.
Real big one I need at my joint.
How many? Have you only got one hot water system or is it different
one? Just
a
really, really big one.
Jeez,
that's powerful.
A beauty.
Ask your plumber to install the Ream. Steady, hot and strong.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Oh, I witnessed some really terrible parking on the weekend, gentlemen. So much so that I had to take a photo of it. And I'm going to show you here, Martin. I'm just going to pass you my phone.
Yeah.
We were at the footy on Sunday. And sometimes,
oh, you muppet.
sometimes it's hard to find a park at those things, because everybody wants to park close to the field and they all sit there with their tailgates open and they watch from their boot. But this person so inconsiderately took up two whole spaces, not because they just parked over the line slightly.
No,
they
that's
parked
center.
Straight down the middle of the line that divides the two car spaces. So the middle of their car is over the line. They have one set of tyres in halfway in one car space, one set of tyres in the other
perfectly
half.
In the center of two
perfectly
car parks.
Perfectly in the center of two car parks.
You know what they are, Margo?
You mongrel dog.
Yes, they are.
You know what I hate? When you go in a car park and you come along and go, yes, you beauty, this is a shopping centre and it's a
motorbike.
Yep.
Oh, that's, yeah.
You mongrel dog.
They've got a little park area for those motorbikes and they don't
anywhere.
That's a big boy car park, not the little fellas.
What is the saying at the moment that everybody keeps saying? You know, yes, it's the pandemic, but we're all in this
unprecedented
together.
Unprecedented times?
Oh. No, not that one. We're all in this together.
Stop looking in my window.
When you are car parking, you should be considerate of others. We are all in this together. The two lines are there for a reason.
Yeah.
Park in the middle of them, not closer to one side, not closer to the other, not with your wheels turned, not on an angle, just nice and straight in the centre of the car park. It's not that difficult.
Did I not pick it up, where did that happen at a football game?
Yeah, we were at footy on the weekend while he was playing out at St Brendan's at Rockley.
Yeah.
At this
and they've got lines in their car park. There's so many of those footy park cars. 40-field car park.
It's dirt or grass.
And you can understand poor car parking.
Well, there is no poor car parking.
There's lines.
No one's telling you what to do. But even then, common sense prevails. But it seems the more that you try and tell people what to do, the more that they want to do the opposite. Mm. Like, oh, hang on, how about I just park on top of the white line instead of in between it,
you mangled dog.
Did you leave a note? Sorry, Margo.
I didn't. I'm just going to use them as my radio fodder instead.
Good idea.
Are we looking for any other bad car park behaviour?
Yes.
People who put their trolley in, just leave it in the car park.
Margo, you'd hate me. I'm not above using the parent car park, even if I don't have Charlie with me.
Oh, I hate it.
I go, no, he's in the shops. I'm going to get him.
There's nothing worse.
I'm going to get him.
Bad car park behaviour. What have you seen? Because I'm seeing plenty of it at the moment. We got to stick together. Come on, let's be considerate of each other at all stages.
Oh, who gives a stuff? Let's just tell us some bad car park behaviour. I want to hear it.
And how did you react? Margo took a photo of it and is talking about it on radio.
I'm cranky.
Have you ever heard of people who bump another car and they pretend to write a note and they actually don't write anything and put a note so people who have witnessed it go, oh, he's done the right thing.
Oh, I got one once. Oh, I got a letter that said, you park like an a-hole.
Okay.
It was because the car beside me parked over, so then when I parked,
garage,
I had
Corey
to park over, but then that person left, so I just looked like the a-hole.
Did you hear, Nick?
No, I'm trying to ignore
it was
him.
Corey in your garage at home.
Cole from Bald Hills, good morning.
Morning, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What have you seen? Throw them under.
I can't stand people that can't park. It's the height of laziness, and I will make it my mission in life to make life difficult for them. If they park over the line, I will park as close as possible to make it difficult for them to get in.
Yes.
I've done it.
Good
I've done it to the point where I've seen someone have to climb through the passenger seat just so they can get their car out.
Do you stand and watch, Cole?
Sorry?
Do you stand and watch?
Oh, I sit in the car and just stare at them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You should be in the Avengers.
As soon as they get out, then I'll get out of my car and go do my shopping or whatever.
Do you re-park the car, though, so then you don't look like the a-hole who parked over the line?
No, because I'm actually parked well within my lines. I'll just make it that I'm close to their car because they're in my spot.
As close as you can.
Can I just check with everyone and get a ruling? I don't want to throw her under the bus, but my wife's not a great parker. If your tyres are touching the line, is that good enough or do you need, is it like tennis? Do you need to be inside or out? What is it?
I think you've got to be inside.
Without touching at all.
Yeah, because then it gives you enough space to be inside, plus then the line, then a little bit on their side to get your doors open.
What about the P plate of Nick Cody? What do you reckon?
I'm a good parker, guys. Well,
touching the line?
There was one scrape. But I don't touch the line. I turned into a pole. Thank you very much. It was in front of me. When it comes to parking, I'll definitely pull up close. I like what Cole does there.
Hey, Steve from Brackenridge, you got a pet bugbear?
Oh, yeah. Last week we went to Brackenridge Woolworths. I took the last parking spot away from everyone else, parked right over to one side, gave me a foot and a half inside the white line. Went in, done the shopping with the missus, come out, some muppet reversed into the car, caved in the guard, the driver's door, and the bumper bar. So I'm out $650 on my insurance.
Hold on, that's a fair odd. They hit you at speed then.
Well, I don't know what happened, but all I know is I've come back out. I've got white marks all up the side of the car. So they've either come in, driven in, or they've tried reversing in. But $650 bucks, no note, no nothing.
Mate,
can you get do you get a CCTV from the shopping centre? You reckon?
Yeah, no, there's none there.
The no note, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst. Our local Woolies at Cornubia car park, it's pretty savage. My girlfriend had her car keyed there, but I witnessed a guy hit someone else's car as he was reversing out, and he just drove off. I followed him.
Here we go.
I got in my car. I rang the shopping centre to say that, you know, this number plate has hit this number plate, and I'm following him. She said, oh, I don't suggest that you do that. I said, no, I'm going to tell him that
Vigilante.
I saw him. I pulled up at the roundabout. I said, I saw you hit that car. Go back. And he's like, looked at me. He turned around the roundabout and I followed him and he went back and he left a note.
Oh, wow.
I thought, stuck you. You bastard.
Mum voice.
Katrina from Forestdale.
Yes, good morning.
Bad car parking. Does it annoy you as much as it annoys me?
It does annoy me, Margo. Yesterday in the school car park, our car park's wild. And we had a lady reverse into a ute and she just hit the bumper and the guy got out and goes, oh, it's okay, there's no damage. And then he went inside to get his child. And then her child came, and as she was leaving, she sideswiped him and hit him again, and he wasn't there.
What?
And all us mums are out taking photos with our camera, and she had his black paint all over her white four drive. She still denied it, and then she left the car park and drove off.
Oh, what a
now, what are you going to do with this, Katrina? This will be interesting. Are you naming, not here, but on Facebook, are you naming shaming? What are you doing?
Well, all us mums took photos of their license plate, and when the guy came out with his child, we gave him all our photos. So he got like six pictures from all the mums. So he was going to take it up from there, but we'll probably look out for her again this afternoon and probably pull her up again.
Yeah, you
Lynch
get it,
mob,
Katrina.
Lynch mob.
There's going to be a car park fight.
Nothing worse than dad mums in the car park.
Thanks, Katrina.
It's going to be someone with their hair pulled out.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
Ask your plumber to install a rain. Steady, hot and strong.
Triple M.